This year was a near record fire season for Alaska and the entire western U.S. In the lower 48, aircraft fighting fires were repeatedly grounded when gawkers flying their own drones were spotted in the skies. They're a danger when they intrude on the airspace, but unmanned aircraft can also be an asset in firefighting. APRN's Liz Ruskin has more.
In Idaho last week, Lockheed Martin, the Interior Department, and the Forest Service demonstrated how an unmanned K-MAX helicopter might be used in firefighting. They programmed it to hit certain GPS coordinates, and Lockheed supplied video showing the chopper essentially flying itself over a simulated fire. It scooped buckets of water from a lake and released them over the landscape to create a wet line, then delivered multiple loads of cargo and came back to base. The K-MAX is a full-size chopper. Some versions are flown by an onboard pilot. John McMillan of Lockheed Martin says the ability of the K-MAX to fly a pre-programmed route allows it to be very precise and eliminates human variables.
Whenever you do line building, you want to be able to hit a spot and be able to create a continuous line of water to create that barrier.
Lockheed says someday fire crews might climb into an unmanned K-MAX for emergency evacuation. The Interior Department hopes to test the K-MAX over a prescribed burn and then maybe try them in a real-life fire as soon as next summer. Bill Gabbert fought fires for both the Forest Service and the National Park Service for more than 30 years and says the utility of the $10 million K-MAX is promising but still uncertain.
Well, so far they haven't used it on an actual fire, so it certainly is not a game changer yet. And maybe in a decade or two, if they advance the technology a great deal and work out some issues that need to be resolved, such as safety of firefighters on the ground, it could be a useful tool in the toolbox.
Gabbert publishes a website called Fire Aviation. He says the K-MAX could be flown by a pilot during the day and then fly autonomously once the sun goes down because most firefighting aircraft can't work in the dark.
The fixed-wing air tankers do not drop water at night, so adding some water-dropping helicopters at night would be very helpful. The fires move more slowly at night. So being able to attack them from the air while they're moving slowly could be very helpful.
Nighttime is when small unmanned airplanes took to the skies over the Funny River Fire, a blaze that burned through 200,000 acres of the Kenai Peninsula in 2014.
So at 11 p.m., we would launch these unmanned aircraft and we would fly all night.
That's Marty Rogers. He's director of the Alaska Center for Unmanned Aircraft Systems Integration at UAF. Rogers also led the team that launched 40-pound Scan Eagles over the Funny River Fire to gather intelligence.
At 0700, when the new firefighter shift came on board, they could actually then go directly to those hotspots, which were GPS referenced, and we provided infrared imagery of those locations, those fires.
Rogers says the technology has proved its worth in firefighting. But when the Sockeye fire raged in the Susitna Valley this summer, the drones weren't deployed. Rogers says it points to one of the biggest limitations on using the technology in firefighting. With so many agencies involved, managing what's in the sky over a fire is incredibly complex.
The use of unmanned aircraft right now as it relates to wildfire has much more to do with there being methodologies which are well understood, and between the agencies, processes between the agencies to allow for the safe integration of the unmanned aircraft into the airspace.
Lack of that kind of planning apparently doomed an earlier Forest Service attempt to deploy drones. The agency spent $100,000 in 2007 to buy two Skyseer aircraft. The equipment sat unused for at least 7 years. The Forest Service said it had trouble getting FAA permission to fly them. Rogers says the K-MAX helicopter might be most useful in delivering supplies to firefighters. He says he's also got his eye on an unmanned amphibious water bomber that a Spanish company is testing in Iceland. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.